Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Applied Polyvagal Theory in Yoga, Therapeutic Practices for Emotional Health by Ariel Schwartz. Foreword by Amy Weintraub. Narrated by Emily Durante. Disclaimer: this book is intended as a general information resource for professionals practicing in the field of psychotherapy and mental health. It is not a substitute for appropriate training or clinical supervision. Standards of clinical practice and protocol vary in different practice settings and change over time. No technique or recommendation is guaranteed to be safe or effective in all circumstances, and neither the publisher nor the authors can guarantee the complete accuracy, efficacy, or appropriateness of any particular recommendation in every respect or in all settings or circumstances. Any URLs in this book link or refer to websites that existed as of press time. The publisher is not responsible for and should not be deemed to endorse or recommend any website other than its own or any content that it did not create. The author also is not responsible for any third-party material. Foreword. When Yoga Journal published my article, The Natural Prozac, in 1999, there were no books, trainings, or resources for psychotherapists and other health professionals to integrate yoga practices into mental health treatment. There were no resources for yoga teachers to support their students when difficult emotions or memories rose to the surface during yoga practice. There was scant research on the effect of yoga practices on mental health. Today, there are a plethora of books, trainings, and resources that support mental health and yoga professionals in adapting yoga for mental health care. However, none come close to the lessons that Ariel Schwartz provides in Applied Polyvagal Theory in Yoga, Therapeutic Practices for Emotional Health. This well-researched book not only cites the most current applicable studies related to brain science and yoga as they impact mental health, but also provides a steady and thorough summary of yoga's ancient wisdom as it applies to polyvagal theory and psychotherapy. But let's step back for a moment to define what we mean when we talk about yoga. As Dr. Schwartz well knows, yoga extends far beyond the postures done on a mat. The philosophical foundation of the many lineages and schools of yoga posits that we are deeply and intimately connected to our own true nature, who we are beneath whatever may have happened to us. Yoga practices can clear the constrictions in the body-mind so that we can access, if only momentarily, a deeper connection to who we truly are beyond our individual stories. The many practices described here by Dr. Schwartz help us develop the ability to witness our moods, our thoughts, the discomforts in our bodies and minds, so that we respond with less reactivity. In yoga, we call this the seer. The co-regulation of an aligned and attuned mental health or a yoga professional can hold that space for the client until they can observe with curiosity and compassion what is arising in each moment. In addition to a philosophy that posits that we are whole beneath our moods and our stories, we define yoga beyond the stretching exercises we associate with a mat. These practices include pranayama breathing, mantra tones, hand gestures called mudras, and meditations. The author covers samples from each of these practices with research to support them, case studies, and scripts. Yoga in all its forms, when practiced with attention to body sensation and breath, can offer a window through whatever mood is visiting. As a client or a student begins even a brief daily dose of yoga at home, that window widens. In the language of mental health, yoga practices can begin to expand the window of tolerance. The practice of yoga in a clinical setting, when applied in the relational field of a therapeutic alliance, not only strengthens that alliance, but gives the client agency to manage their mood state between sessions. As Schwartz makes clear throughout, the client or student is always given a choice. In the scripts included here, practices are offered to the client. Clients are encouraged to experiment and are reassured by the therapist that there's no way to do this wrong. If something feels uncomfortable for the client, that practice can be stopped, but it may also be an avenue for deeper therapeutic exploration. As Babette Rothschild makes clear in her book, 8 Keys to Safe Trauma Recovery, the client is in the driver's seat. Compliance, that is, the client's adoption of the yoga interventions that the therapist has shared, works best when they are co-created in the session with the client, rather than prescribed. This approach provides the client agency and control. I love the way Arielle Schwartz cautions the listener to move slowly when introducing even the simplest yoga-inspired practices. She fully understands that many of us have had to wall ourselves in layers of necessary protection, especially when we've experienced early childhood trauma. We have lived behind those walls for so long, we are often unaware of what lies beneath the surface of our vigilant competence and control, or our sense of inadequacy and collapse. As we relax the vigilance that has protected us and regain admittance into our feelings, we may be flooded with emotions and memories. In the safe container of the therapeutic bond, grief, shame, anger, or other emotions that have been tamped down, perhaps even constricting the diaphragm and affecting our ability to breathe deeply and easily, can be safely released without embarrassment or shame. When we integrate somatic awareness at a pace that feels nourishing and supportive, says Schwartz, we can ultimately build trust that we can handle discomfort while maintaining a sense of safety. With the co-regulating presence of an attuned psychotherapist or yoga professional, the client's capacity to turn toward their distress without becoming overwhelmed by their pain is strengthened. Schwartz recommends that the therapist first help the client access an internal felt sense of safety and ease in the here and now, before the deeper work of psychotherapy begins. Small doses of yoga-inspired practice can be introduced as turning the attention inward is tolerated. Moreover, Schwartz says, the internalization of positive and nourishing relationship experiences enhances our internal capacity to respond to ourselves with compassion and care. We were born in relationship, umbilically connected. We are hurt in relationship. We heal in relationship. The most healing element in any psychotherapeutic modality or yoga practice is the love in the room. This is the way Schwartz describes the attunement in the consultation room. We offer right brain to right brain communications through our nonverbal gestures, postural changes, facial expressions, voice tone, and empathic emotional mirroring. We offer the regulating presence of our social engagement system through the conscious use of breath and movement. In this manner, an attuned therapeutic relationship can be thought of as an interpersonal yoga practice. This applies equally to a yoga class or a yoga therapy session. In weaving yoga practices into talk therapy, it is vital to meet the client's mood so that they feel fully seen and understood. If we jump too quickly into attempts to regulate our client, the author says, we run the risk of inadvertently rejecting them within their vulnerable emotional state. Our attempts at facilitating positive change may feel as though we are trying to fix or push away their pain rather than support them. In the chapter on meditation, we are given to understand that open focus meditation techniques may not be well tolerated by the client with a history of trauma and can lead to further agitation and even panic. Schwartz offers more active meditation techniques, and I concur. Practices that give the mind a bone, with mudra or mantra tones or pranayama breathing, that, as Schwartz says, anchor the mind, are an easier way to begin for someone with a history of trauma or an agitated state of mind. In using a more active type of meditation, we can build the muscle of mindfulness, gradually developing the ability to witness the thoughts and emotions that arise without being swept away by them. The ancient yogis understood the essence of polyvagal theory. They understood that we suffer because of our false belief in our separation, or in Sanskrit, avidya. They understood that we are born connected and that little by little we separate, some of us in healthy ways. Others of us have needed to isolate for our own protection, cutting off from our emotions and the sensations in our bodies. The yoga practices in this book have the potential to gently begin to reconnect us to a playful and relaxed ventral vagal state where we feel more engaged in our lives. The author weaves her understanding of basic yoga principles as called from the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali and from an understanding of the koshas, the doshas, and how they relate to the five states of polyvagal theory. Psychotherapists, without a background in yoga, will glean a basic education in the foundations of yoga, clearly explained as they relate to neuroplasticity and polyvagal theory. For yoga professionals, without clinical training in mental health, Schwartz provides a clear map to navigate their students' mood states and the precautions necessary when they work in all settings, that is, recovery programs, mental health clinics, correctional and detention facilities, or regular yoga classes. In therapeutic yoga, alternating between active and calming poses or practices helps the client move between physiological states. Yoga practices that make us feel centered, calm, and safe can become the foundation for the deeper dive of exploring the challenging burdens and traumas of the past. Yoga practices that give us a sense of empowerment and strength can also give us back a sense of choice, control, and even power after abuse. As the author explains, sympathetic mobilization is followed by parasympathetic rest, in which the vagal brake is removed and reapplied. That strengthens vagal efficiency. With practice, we cultivate greater flexibility of the autonomic nervous system. Applied polyvagal theory in yoga has become a valued and validating reference as I offer life force yoga practices to the yoga and mental health professionals I serve. No matter the healing modality in which you work, I fully endorse the many gifts this book has to offer you and your clients. Amy Weintraub, founder of Life Force Yoga and author of Yoga Skills for Therapists, Yoga for Depression, and the Yoga for Your Mood deck. Preface. I began writing this book as our world was navigating the COVID-19 pandemic. Throughout this time, our frontline healthcare workers and mental health providers faced unprecedented stress and burnout. Here in my Boulder, Colorado community, the Marshall wildfire destroyed nearly 1,000 homes in the course of a single day. Meanwhile, the war in Ukraine raged onward as an earthquake in Turkey and Syria accounted for over 46,000 deaths and uprooted the lives of countless others. Collective feelings of helplessness and anger, exacerbated by polarized political situations throughout the world, continue to leave those in disenfranchised groups with the least access to mental and physical health care. As a result of shelter-in-place mandates, many have been isolated. Our community connections needed to occur virtually. We watched graduations, celebrated birthdays, and mourned losses remotely. Remarkably, the internet provided a lifeline of positive connection during the pandemic. As the world seemed to be careening toward an existential crisis of despair, we danced, sang, moved, learned, and practiced yoga together, apart. We listened to and expressed care for each other's well-being across a distance. The need for a spiritual sense of meaning and connection has been paramount during this time. Amidst the profound loss, we also discovered positive changes that served as a reminder that distress can coexist with well-being. We learned that taking time to foster gratitude, compassion, courage, and meaning helped to buffer us from stress. As yoga studios shut down in March of 2020, I too moved my classes onto an online platform. After over 25 years of teaching students in person, I learned to adapt to this new technological interface. My trauma-informed yoga class, which had previously only been available to those in my local community, became an international group of devoted yoga students. In the fall of 2020, I taught the first applied polyvagal theory in yoga course in collaboration with Stephen Porges' Polyvagal Institute and the Embody Lab. Polyvagal theory provides us with a transdiagnostic approach to therapy. We address the physiological roots that underlie a wide range of physical and mental health conditions. This approach allows therapists and clients to compassionately understand and treat the imbalances within the autonomic nervous system that form the basis of most mood, anxiety, or traumatic stress-related disorders. Traditionally, talk therapy focuses on the narratives of specific life events or losses. While interventions that focus on telling the story about distressing or traumatic experiences can be beneficial, often they are insufficient to facilitate a rebalancing of the autonomic nervous system. Furthermore, therapeutic approaches that are based upon an artificial distinction between the mind and the body are not aligned with modern perspectives that view the mind as both embodied and relational. By definition, trauma refers to any event that overwhelms our capacity to mentally, emotionally, and physically cope with or process the experience. Unresolved trauma is one of the leading causes of other presenting mental and physical health concerns, including increased likelihood for anxiety, depression, eating disorders, substance abuse, or suicidality. Polyvagal theory was developed by Porges out of a need to understand the dual functions of the vagus nerve that lead to paradoxical presentations of the parasympathetic nervous system. In short, when we are safe, the parasympathetic system allows us to rest and digest. While a stressful situation typically engages a fight-or-flight response initiated by the sympathetic nervous system, when we experience a threat from which we cannot escape, an evolutionarily older, hardwired expression of the parasympathetic nervous system kicks in to protect us through the feigned death or faint response. Traditionally, PTSD treatment has focused on high arousal symptoms, such as anxiety, flashbacks, and hypervigilance. However, the defensive response of the parasympathetic nervous system is expressed as low arousal symptoms that often accompany chronic or complex traumatization, such as depression, dissociation, and signs of autonomic dysregulation, including dizziness, nausea, or loss of muscle tone. Recovery from trauma requires interventions that restore the client's nervous system to be more flexible and resilient. A resilient nervous system is better equipped to handle the inevitable stressors of life. Positive psychology and the science of well-being teach us that knowledge alone is not sufficient for us to create meaningful change. Rather, we create change through the actions we take in the world. For example, simply knowing that reducing our sugar intake will enhance our health does us little good if we continue to consume high amounts of sugar on a regular basis. Too often, psychological interventions encourage clients gain insight into their behaviors by focusing on the events from the past. These interventions can fall short if there is little experiential and behavioral support to create change in the here and now. Therapeutic yoga, like any mindfulness-based intervention, emphasizes the present moment experience and encourages the client to notice the impact of subtle changes in body awareness, breath, and movement on their felt sense of self. Integrating the body into therapy has become increasingly common as emerging neuroscientific research recognizes the physiological underpinnings of mental health concerns. Therapeutic yoga is one of several somatic or body-based approaches that allow therapists to directly address clients' dysregulated physiology. In recent years, yoga has been applied as an intervention for mental and physical health conditions, including depression, anxiety, PTSD, cancer, cardiovascular disease, insomnia, and chronic pain. Research suggests that yoga improves well-being, affect regulation, impulse control, and the functioning of the autonomic nervous system. Importantly, while science can help validate these ancient practices, we do not want to lose sight of the spiritual origins of yoga. Imagine if you were studying the violin. With the analytical mind, you can examine the component parts of the instrument, such as how adjusting tension in the strings will alter the tuning, or how the bridge needs to be placed in just the right position for a resonant sound to resonate. When we focus on these details, we might inadvertently lose sight of the precious gift that comes with experiencing the music that can be played with this glorious instrument. Likewise, we can seek to understand the functions of each aspect of a yoga practice, such as how breath changes the nervous system and postural adjustments enhance the functioning of the vagus nerve. However, we also need to have the opportunity to feel the holistic experience of ourselves within the practice. It is within moments of internal reflection that we connect to our internal wisdom that provides us with a deeper sense of meaning. In this manner, yoga offers opportunities for spiritual inquiry. Spirituality helps us bridge the gap between our tangible, measurable, physical world and the subtle, phenomenological qualities of our internal experience. Through the practice of yoga, we practice letting go of the urge to ruminate on the past or worry about the future by returning our attention and curiosity to the present moment experience. The rhythmic predictability of the breath and sensory anchors of the felt sense help us develop greater tolerance for the unknown. Each time we move into the here and now, we have choice to move out of the automaticity of threat-based reactivity. We can pause, reflect, and perhaps discover a quality of spaciousness or peacefulness. Herein, we access a felt sense of coming home or an implicit knowing of our own wholeness. This is the gift of yoga. Whether we are teaching a group yoga class or we bring yoga into the dyadic exchange of psychotherapy, yoga occurs within a relational context. We nonverbally communicate our willingness to be present with our students or a client's distress through our own use of breath, movement, body posture, and facial expressions. We offer a physiological ground of safety for another. From this foundation of relational connection, we can then guide others to notice and be curious about their defensive physiology. Perhaps we invite them to pay attention to their breath, or to notice the tension they feel in their body. Many trauma survivors have an inner voice that is dominated by self-doubt, criticism, or invalidating thoughts. They may feel restless, irritable, anxious, or angry, or they might feel weighed down by hopelessness or despair. Whether in hyperarousal or hypoarousal, these thoughts and feelings are indications that a client is reacting to something that occurred in the past. While we may eventually want to explore the origins of these feelings, often it is beneficial to strengthen the client's capacity to turn toward their distress without becoming overwhelmed by their pain. This is accomplished by helping clients to access an internal felt sense of safety and ease in the here and now. For example, after just 4 or 5 slow diaphragmatic breaths, many clients will identify that their anxiety is reduced and that they feel more focused. Once we feel calm and connected to ourselves, we are better able to access our own inner source of wisdom. When we have sufficient connection to our resources, we can deepen our process of self-discovery. Perhaps we become curious about how historical events may be contributing to our current feelings or symptoms. We learn to pay attention to our suffering without over-identifying with our wounds. Yoga provides movement-based practices to help us release layers of protective somatic armoring. When we release tension from the body, we tend to feel a sense of greater freedom or lightness of being. The negative self-talk or dysregulated physiological states begin to diminish and give way to a broader sense of self, accompanied by a new narrative that enhances a sense of confidence, creativity, and potential. What to expect in this book? The purpose of this book is to provide psychotherapists, and yoga teachers with simple yogic interventions that can be offered to clients or students to facilitate greater mind-body wellness through the applied science of polyvagal theory. Applied polyvagal theory in yoga aims to demystify traditional practices by highlighting the physiological mechanisms of change. The integrative model presented here weaves together the wisdom tradition of yoga with modern perspectives drawn from neuroscience, attachment theory, somatic psychology, and traumatology. Yogic breath, movement, and awareness practices can be seamlessly integrated into psychotherapy sessions to enhance the efficacy of other interventions. Moreover, we encourage clients and students to utilize these regulating strategies outside of sessions or classes. Through repetition, the neural pathways associated with social engagement, safe mobilization into play, and safe immobilization into rest become more accessible. A note on the language used in this book. You will likely notice that this book is not only written as a set of interventions that we might offer to a client or a student, but also discusses how all of us must focus on attending to our own nervous systems, bodies, and minds. Thus, rather than speaking about them, I offer this body of work as a set of tools for all of us. In truth, the only person you can change is yourself, and when you are residing in a place of connection to your deepest, wisest, most compassionate self, you are better able to offer your presence to others. The role of psychotherapist or yoga teacher is not about fixing the other. Rather, healing arises as a result of feeling safe enough within trustworthy relationships, whether the connection that arises is with yourself or another. All change begins with cultivating a connection to yourself. The first chapter of this book introduces you to the eight limbs of the yogic tree and dives into the science of the body and mind in relationship to stress and trauma. The introduction of yoga practices is discussed in the context of an attuned, co-regulating relational exchange. The following chapters are organized around five categories of yogic interventions: discovering, centering, balancing, energizing, and calming. Each chapter concludes with practices that can be integrated into psychotherapy or a yoga class. Chapter 2 explores the history of somatic psychology as a foundation of a therapeutic approach to yoga. More specifically, we explore the integration of yoga and psychotherapy. Practices aimed toward self-discovery invite us to notice our current physiological state. We learn to recognize whether we are in a defensive reaction and develop greater language to identify events that trigger this threat response. Once aware of our nervous system state, we can explore what we need to feel supported. Chapter 3 dives into the science of pranayama as related to heart rate variability and vagal tone. Centering practices include conscious breathing, self-compassion, self-applied touch, and gentle rocking movements to help us access a greater sense of safety and connection in the here and now. Chapter 4 explores how to build resilience from the perspective of polyvagal theory. We examine the relationship between stress, trauma, and physical health more closely. This chapter concludes with balancing practices to emphasize neuromodulation through vagal toning techniques combined with bilateral movements to enhance brain integration. These interventions aim to enhance our capacity to respond to challenging or potentially destabilizing situations with greater equanimity. Chapter 5 focuses on energizing and empowering ourselves through movement. We explore how yoga gives us opportunity to tap into resources that are
sample complete. Ready to continue?